Okay, go ahead and just crank it up. We're recording this right on the tail end of Stating the Obvious 248. Thank you, Randy. 248. If you have not listened to episode 248, go listen to it first. I'm going to just pick up where I left off. There's going to be no introduction, no bullshit. I'm going to let the intro play, and then we're going to talk, so deal with it. Intro ever, right? You have to listen to me. Greetings. Okay. Damn. I should have grabbed another beer while I was at the fridge. Randy! Give me a beer. Make sure it's open before you get here, bitch. That's some patriarchy. I just oppressed a woman. I am a fucking white man with a job. Yeah, patriarchy. Okay. I'm chewing as fast as I can. That's what she said. All right. Page 4 of 6 on the test. These are questions about how you see the wider society. Oh, I can't wait for this. Question number one. Our civil liberties are being excessively curbed in the name of counterterrorism. Yes, I will go as strongly agree. I can haggle over civil liberties as opposed to I get to do this because I exist, right? Calling it civil liberties implies that I'm allowed to do this because the government has given me permission, so forth and so on. But okay, yes, I agree. Freedom is being trampled in the name of statism. That's how I'm going to interpret that question. A significant advantage of a one-party state is that it avoids all the arguments that delay progress in a democratic political system. No, the delaying of progress is the best thing that can happen, because in a political system, progress is always defined as reducing people's freedom. Okay? The war on terror is progress. Obamacare is progress. TSA touching little boys' penises in airports is progress. Taxation is progress. The military-industrial complex is progress. Regulations are progress. Political correctness and diversity would be progress. Forcing people to hire people because of gender would be progress. Okay, no, progress is a word that statists use because they can't call it what it is, oppression. So they call it progress because, well, who's against progress? Well, if you understand what the word progress actually means when you're talking to a statist, You should be against progress if you have any fucking intelligence. Now, wait, let me read this question again. An advantage of a one-party state is it avoids the arguments like, well, advantage from whose perspective? Advantage from the perspective of the citizen slash slave, or advantage from the perspective of the politician? If you're the dictator, you have an advantage in a one-party state over, say, a president in a two-party state. I'm going to assume this question is being asked from the perspective of the slave slash citizen, as I call them. Therefore, it's not an advantage. I'm all in favor of delay. Let's see, but it's an advantage of the one-party state. Is it an advantage? Is it an advantage to the citizen? No. All right. God damn it. I'm going to go with disagree. Strongly disagree. Although the electronic age makes official surveillance easier, only wrongdoers need to be worried. Yes, because if you have nothing to fear, you have nothing to hide. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ on a fucking stick. God damn it, you people are stupid. Only wrongdoers need to be worried. Strongly disagree. The death penalty should be an option for the most serious crimes. We're not defining serious crimes. The death penalty means that the state is handing out the death penalty as opposed to the person who is wronged. Back to eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. The retaliation has to match the magnitude of the initial aggression, yada, yada, yada. Death penalty should be an option, not required. So we're saying option first. Of course, again, if you're talking about reality in a state of society, people on death penalty cost a shit ton of money. This is a bullshit question in every imaginable way. Again, notice the built-in. If the feminists were fucking looking for patriarchy, they'd be shitting themselves right now. Look at the built-in bias towards statism here. The death penalty, handed down by the state, should be an option when the state is determining the fate of a human being for something they did for the most serious crimes. But we're not going to define what these serious crimes are because, of course, everybody agrees on what constitutes a serious crime as opposed to a non-serious crime. This is win-lose. There's no winning answer on this. I'll go with disagree. All right. In a civilized society, one must always have people above to be obeyed and people below to be commanded. Jesus fucking Christ. Gee, that's not statist at all, is it? Strongly disagree. Abstract art that doesn't represent anything shouldn't be considered art at all. Okay, that's a completely fucking subjective opinion based on individual preferences as to whether or not abstract art is art or not. What does that have to do with the political spectrum? I will disagree with that. Criminal justice, punishment should be more important than rehabilitation. If 12 years of public education and 18 years of parenting didn't fix you, putting somebody in prison is not going to fix you. Punishment isn't going to fix it either. There should be, what's the word I'm looking for? Compensation. There should not be punishment nor rehabilitation. There should be compensation. That is what's missing from the criminal justice system. Well, that and the justice. Punishment should be more important than rehabilitation. This is another bullshit question. Again, notice how the victim of the crime is completely ignored. Punishing the perpetrator doesn't help the victim. Rehabilitating the perpetrator doesn't help the victim. Of course, with all the victimless crimes going around, a lot of times you don't actually have a victim to be compensated. Hence, the emphasis on punishment and rehabilitation, because that's what keeps the criminal justice industrial complex in motion. Punishment should be more important than rehabilitation. I'm going to disagree with that just because It is a waste of time to try to rehabilitate some criminals. I don't know what percentage some is, but yeah, I'll agree with that. Some people are just pieces of shit. They should be exterminated. I mean, again, Stalin, just to go back to all my World War II discussions lately, Stalin, Hitler, Roosevelt, Churchill, Mussolini, pieces of shit, should have been exterminated. Had they been killed, had those people been aborted when they were in the womb, could have possibly saved a lot of lives and a lot of money. But no, fuck no, man. That's why we should have more abortions. Think about it. Every abortion might be preventing the next Hitler. Let's do it, man. Get those fucking vacuum. I think we should form brigades of people with portable abortion vacuum machines and just fucking go out on the streets. And you see a pregnant woman, just run over and knock her down and fucking shove it into her cunt and suck the fucking fetus out. You could be saving the world from the next Hitler. I wonder how many people are wondering if I'm serious about that or not. I'm not going to tell you. You figure it out. The answer might not be the answer you think it is. The business person and the manufacturer are more important than the writer and the artist. No, get how are you defining importance? And important to who? Everybody is important to themselves. They're important to the people who love them. They're important to their friends. They're important to their children, their wives, their husbands, their fathers, their mothers, their grandparents. Do you mean important to the economy? A writer, an artist, can add more to the economy than a business person or a manufacturer. And also, you're comparing apples and oranges. I mean, what a business person who, say, owns a plumbing company gives to society is vastly different than what a novelist, say, Stephen King, gives to society. But they can be equally important. You could live in a world without plumbing, and you'd be pretty miserable. You could live in a world without Stephen King, and you would not be as miserable. I will agree with you there. But the point is, both Stephen King and the plumber can enrich the human life in different ways. And one of those ways is not inherently better than the other. Again, if I had to live without one or the other, I would have plumbing and not have Stephen King, because I like being able to flush my shit down the toilet. But Stephen King equally enriches my life and the lives of millions of other people's. Are more important? No, I strongly disagree. They are equally important. They all can. They don't have to, they don't necessarily, but they can make great and powerful contributions to the lives and existence of other human beings. Oh, Christ, on a stick. Mothers may have careers, but their first duty is to be homemakers. Okay, it says homemakers, not parents. Thus, I'm going to assume there are no children involved, because that's a different story. Career, their first duty is to be homemakers. No, everybody has to be a fucking homemaker. If you have a home, you have to take care of your own fucking home. May have their first duty is to be homemakers. I'm going to disagree with that, but it's another bullshit question. Multinational companies are unethically exploiting the plant genetic resources of developing countries. Okay, but you keep buying the shit that the multinational companies make, so obviously it's okay with you. Go fuck yourself? How come there's not a response over here that says strongly disagree, go fuck yourself, agree, or strongly agree? unethically How can they be unethical? All the people who work at these companies have had 12 years of public education and at least 4 years of college. How can they be unethical after 16 fucking years of government-controlled education? I don't understand this. I'm baffled. Wait. Unless you're saying that the public education system is a failure? Well, you can't be saying that, can you? That you wouldn't be... No, no, nobody would be saying that. Nope, not saying that. All right. Are unethical... whose ethics? Whose ethics are we talking about? The plant genetic... So you're saying that developing countries own the genetic resources of the plants that are there? So you're saying that the state has ownership over the DNA of the plants? And so the companies are stealing the DNA? Like, what the fuck does this question mean? I'm going to disagree. Okay. Making peace with the establishment is an important aspect of maturity. Yes, see, this comes to when libertarians and anarcho-capitalists are all told that we are immature because we just have not accepted that sometimes people have to be killed so that other people can have free birth control pills and cell phones. Making peace with the establishment is an important aspect of maturity. I strongly disagree with that. Making peace with the establishment is an important aspect of being a fucking slave. Next page. Page 5 of 6. Hang on 1 second while I get distracted. You'll be, yep, alright, good, everything's happy there. If you got through that okay, you'll find these propositions on religion a breeze. Oh, now we're on to religion. Okay. Astrology accurately explains many things. Well, belief in astrology explains why people are stupid. Explains many things. What things? I will strongly disagree. You cannot be moral without being religious. I strongly disagree with that. Charity is better than social security as a means of helping the genuinely disadvantaged. Yes, strongly agree. I'm assuming social security means state-controlled welfare. Charity means private donorships. Private donations, not donorships, given of your own free will. Some people are naturally unlucky. Since I don't really think that luck exists, sometimes you're just in the right place at the right time. I'm going to go ahead and disagree. It is important that my child's school instills religious values. Well, for me, my child, no. I like how this one is personalized as opposed to saying it is important that schools instill religious values. It says for my child. I don't have a child, but if I did, I would disagree with that. All right, next page. That was fast. All right, number 6, page 6. Really? Are you shitting me? Sex? Page 6 is about sex. Okay. Sex outside marriage is usually immoral. I strongly disagree with that. Oh, God. And, of course, here we come. A same-sex couple in a stable, loving relationship should not be excluded from the possibility of child adoption. All right, we're talking about statist adoption, or this same-sex couple, when they do this adoption, are they getting welfare? Are they getting WIC? Are they getting food stamps? or can they actually support the child? Is one of them staying home and taking care of the child? Or is it just a trophy child? Is it like those two gay men who adopted that child and then sold him into slavery? You know, I'm gonna go with disagree. Should not be excluded. Yeah, I'm going to disagree. They should be excluded because there's too many unknowns here. I don't know how much food stamps they're getting. And yeah, I'm disagreeing not because I don't think... Oh, well, then again, I don't necessarily think that homosexual couples do make good parents. Of course, I don't think most heterosexual couples make good parents. Look at the millennials. Look around you. You want some evidence that heterosexuals don't know how to raise children? Look around you. Pornography depicting consenting adults should be legal for the adult population. It should not be legal because you should not need permission. Saying that it is legal implies that permission has been granted. And unless you are a slave, you do not require permission. Setting that aside, I will go ahead and, let's see, should be legal for the adult population. I will strongly agree that yes, you should be able to watch porn if you want to. I disagree with the entire premise that porn should be legal, just as I disagree with the premise that it should be legal for homosexuals to get married, because again, it implies that you are property of the government and must go to the government for permission. What goes on in a private bedroom as opposed to a public bedroom? What goes on in a private bedroom between consenting adults is no business of the state. I strongly agree with that. No one can feel naturally homosexual. Well, I don't have access to the feelings of all 7 billion people on planet. Therefore, there's no way I can say it is impossible for somebody to feel naturally homosexual. No one can feel naturally homosexual. I mean, if you put that forth as a thesis, it would be completely impossible to prove. I will disagree with that. Of course, I'm pretty sure somebody could feel naturally homosexual. Pretty sure that can happen. These days, openness about sex has gone too far. No, it hasn't. There's really not that much openness about sex. We pretend we're really open about sex. In reality, we're just as Puritan as ever. Openness about sex has gone too far. I disagree. All right, now it says, let's see where you stand. We are about to find out. In case any of you didn't know, we're about to find out where I stand. Oh, this is going to be exciting. This is going to be it, man. Yeah. All right, so where do I stand? I love this. I like, too, how they put... down here by libertarian, they try to put anarchism. It's like, we'll see. They've got Stalin and Hitler and Thatcher and Friedman and Gandhi on here. All right. Social scale, economic scale. Yeah. Really? Let me see what this does. I can get a personalized political compass certificate. I don't see what this looks like. You're all waiting to find out where I stand. Hang on. Just fucking wait for it a minute. Oh, it's giving me a PDF of my certificate. Oh my goodness. Oh, please. Wait. Wait, hold it. This thing has put Hussein Obama in the same quadrant that I'm in. Wait, hold it. Okay, this fucking test, which is obviously fucking fucked up, is putting Hussein Obama not very far away from Ayn Rand. I think that tells us that this test doesn't fucking work. I will put this certificate on the website. Let me save this fucker. Hold on, I have to bear with me. I gotta figure out how to use a fucking computer. Actually, no, I don't use a computer. I'm just being an asshole. It's what I do best. So, according to this, I am a libertarian right winger. It says here that my economic left-right score is a 6.0 and my social libertarian slash authoritarian score is a negative 3.9. So basically on a scale of 1 to 10, I am a 6 to the right, and I should say on a scale of negative 10, 0 being the center, so negative 10 being left, 0 being the center, 10 being right, I am a 6.0. And the authoritarian libertarian scale, if authoritarian is a 10 and libertarian is a negative 10, I am a negative 3.9 according to this test. This is, I would say, fairly ridiculous. I mean, we went through the questions. You can hear for yourself the flaws in the questions, which was the point of the cast. And so people come along and they take a test like this. And there's never these concepts that there should be no state, that corporations don't exist without the state, that corporations are providing things people want, otherwise the corporations would go out of business. You know, there's just all of these nuances, you know, that you shouldn't have to add, that you don't need permission from the government to watch pornography. There's all these nuances that pollute the question so as to shove people into this desired left-right authoritarian libertarian, or is it libertarian or libertine? Libertarian spectrum. Good timing though, because I just finished my beer. Really? Yeah. So, yeah, there's a bunch of shit on here where they're trying to explain their terminology and giving some stuff like the word about neocons and neolibs. Oh, here we go. In our homepage, we demolished the myth that authoritarianism is necessarily right-wing. That's true. Mugabe, Pol Pot, and Stalin. You know, similarly, Hitler, on an economic scale, was not an extreme right-winger. His economic policies were broadly Keynesian, yes, just like Hussein Obama, Keynesians. And to the left of some of today's labor parties, yes. If you could get Hitler and Stalin to sit down together and avoid economics, the two die-hard authoritarians would find plenty of common ground. And they did, as we know. Joseph Stalin, they put him authoritarian left, no surprise there. Where's Hitler? Why do I not see Hitler? He should be obvious. There should be like a little Hitler face caricature. Where the fuck is Hitler? How can Hitler not be on here? Here we go. Hitler's not on my certificate. I'm kind of upset about that. Maybe that's to pacify the Jews. But Hitler is a right-wing fascist. Stalin is a left-wing fascist. Yada, yada, yada. All right, well, there it is. And I got through that faster than I expected, which is great. We can end this podcast earlier. I'm just going to do that because I got shit to do. I got to go do a barbecue with some friends, eat some food, drink some more beer. Randy's got some shit to do. It's Friday night. She's going to go out and party and act like a whore. Ah, just kidding. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. She doesn't act like a whore. I wish she would. It'd be great. And what's this? Hold on. U.S. presidential election. Let me click on this real quick, see what happens. Just see if this is interesting. Wait, what's this? All right, anyway, you can go to the website. You can look at this stuff. It doesn't matter. I got shit to do. You've got shit to do. Thanks for listening. Now go out and talk to some fucking girls. Stop being a fucking virgin toe. Enjoy your life. Stop asking for permission from the government. Be a motherfucking anarchist. Piss people off. Piss in their coffee. Tell them to go fuck themselves. Question authority. Number one. Question authority, my friends. All right. See ya. And send us email. God, CYNLIBSSC.com. That's dog spelled backwards. G-I-D at CYNLIBSSC.com. Yo, babes, play the music and show me your titties. It's just a matter of opinions. Never keep both in sight. Why should your mother?